Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
And we turn our attention to global pop culture because it is a big day for the military wing of Gen Z. Taylor Swift has released her 12th studio album. It came out at 5 a.m. this morning, Irish time. That's midnight in Swifties time across in America. It has 12 tracks. It's called The Life of a Showgirl. And the news sites worldwide had no preview of this. So these are live reviews coming in around the world this morning. What is it saying? BBC headline is The Life of a Showgirl is a triumphant pop victory lap. It's a combination of compelling songwriting and whip-smart production that easily clears the high bar Swift has set for herself. Variety says Taylor Swift has made such a contagiously joyful record, even her score-settling Detours sound sunny, because usually the albums are score-settling and quite angry. It's all very joy. Rolling Stone magazine, Swift hits all her marks, new exciting sonic turns to incisive storytelling on Showgirl. Taylor Swift has a lust for love. These are good reviews so far. The Irish Times even managed to do one at this hour of the day by 8 o'clock this morning. 5 stars for Taylor Swift's sparkling new album. The Brits are not very impressed. The Guardian, the razzle dazzle is dull. There's a song, her fiancé will never live down. And more startling is the distinct lack of undeniable hooks and nailed on melodies. And there's a song called Wood, which is the one they're calling the most cringy, because it's the one that her fiancé will never live down. But the conclusion, The Life of a Showgirl, this is The Guardian, isn't terrible. It's just nowhere near as good as it should be given Taylor Swift's talents. Perhaps romantic contentment simply writes whiter than vengeful post-breakup bitterness. Maybe it was rushed. Perhaps the author was just exhausted. Even the immortal, it seems, need a break from pop's unceasing clamour from content. And it gives 2 stars to Taylor Swift's brand new album. I think it's quite good, and it's upbeat, exactly what we need in the world right now. There are nods to other artists, which you call nods, or maybe she completely lifts the sounds of the Pixies in one track, and there's another tune that hints towards Bill Withers, When I Wake Up in the Morning. But in terms of what younger fans are going to be Googling today, everything from Taylor Swift to father figure George Michael and Hamlet. We have to get a dedicated Swiftie and founder of Missy.ie, Danielle Mahoney, who's been up very early this morning listening to this. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning, Oliver.
At what time did you actually get up and tune into this?
Well, I tried to resist, so I got up at 7. I wasn't so dedicated to get up at 5, so I resisted until 7.
Were you tossing and turning and dreaming all night of what this day means for you and your clan?
It was nearly like the night before Christmas for us Swifties.
Now, this is so mad because there's some kind of cinema release today. What is that?
Yeah, so she has, like, I don't even think you could classify it as a movie. She has that coming out today. It's really funny because up until a few hours ago, no one had heard a bar of music from this album. She's managed to already sell millions of albums. She's managed to sell millions of dollars worth of cinema tickets. So basically, Swifties this evening are going to the cinemas, even here in Ireland, and we are going to sit through this album. I think there is a music video, and I think then she's going to talk through the album. Not really sure, but
you don't know what you're going to be watching. But at 8:15 tonight, you'll be piled into the cinema, and it's a kind of a release party, and she may not even be there on the screen.
No, I think we're going to see the music video for The Fate of Ophelia, which is the lead single, I guess. So the music video for that hasn't even come out yet. It's been restricted until later in the day. And then I think it's just going to be like a lyric video for most of the songs. So it's basically the type of content that other artists will put up on YouTube for free. But for Taylor, we're paying €13.13 to go see it.
Wow. I mean, that is kind of the military industrial complex of Taylor Swift, isn't it? Making sure to get as much lucre as you can from the fans like you, because you want to feel that your loyalty is bit greater than the next one.
Yeah, I know. It is kind of one of her greatest strengths. She really is a capitalist queen. You know, we filled out for the concert tickets last year. It's been nonstop albums, but you know, we keep thanking her for it.
How many album covers are there for this one?
I think she's up to about 12 different album covers. I think there's 8 vinyls and then there's 4 different CDs. So if you are definitely really into Taylor, it's an expensive hobby.
Of the same album, you'd be buying multiple versions.
Yeah, so this one, I think she got a bit of flack for the last album. The last album, The Torture Poets Department, came out last year. She was releasing, I think, 5 different variants of it, and each one had a different song. So there was the pressure there to buy all the albums if you wanted all the songs. But this album, it's 12 songs. So if you buy one album, look, yeah, you have the whole album. There's no real need for it. But there still is, I think, people that want to collect all of those Taylor albums.
Our friend of the show, Amy O'Connor, described Taylor Swift's work as basically her music is like a reality TV show of her life. And you and the other Swifties parse through the lyrics looking for clues to what celebrity she might be referring to. It's out now, all of 5 hours less than. What are you making of it, Danielle?
I think it's kind of hard to draw any sort of conclusion. You know, when you first listen to something, you're either going to be drawn to say, I absolutely hate it, or I absolutely love it. I think I'm a little bit in between. I think there are a few really strong songs. I think particularly the Fate of Ophelia is kind of a good pop song for the radio. I think Cancelled is kind of an interesting one. It's a good song, but I think it kind of goes back to that Reputation era for Taylor, where, you know, she's talking about being cancelled and the whole Kanye West thing. I think something that people were quite interested in was the song Ruin the Friendship. I think people thought it was going to be about Blake Lively and what's been going on there. It's not about that at all.
It's about a boy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's actually quite a sad song, to be honest. It's kind of about, you know, someone that she was friends with when she was growing up, and they could have been something more, but they never tried it out, and then he ended up sadly dying. So it's definitely, I think that's the thing with Taylor. Sometimes when people see the album titles, they think it's going to be one thing, and then you go into it, and it's completely different than what you think it's going to be.
Has she had a fixation on Elizabeth Taylor before?
Yeah, there's been a few references, I suppose, with the Elizabeth Taylor and the Taylor Swift comparison there. She's made reference to her before in Reputation, so that's definitely something that she's gone to before. Is it a bit of an obvious thing to be doing? Maybe a little bit. It's actually a bit of a, like, I enjoyed the song itself.
Yeah.
I think, though, like, some of it is a little bit repetitive. I kind of felt like a lot of it, I could say, oh, it sounds like her past albums. Don't know how it's going to stand on its own.
Let's give a sample of the chorus. And the track is literally called Elizabeth Taylor. I cry. Taylor, it's very distinctive, her sound, isn't it? It's not new.
Yeah, if someone had told me it was from the Reputation era, I'd honestly believe it. I think it is kind of signature Taylor in one way, and I think it'll be interesting to see if that does become another single. At the moment, I think the first one is going to be The Fate of Ophelia. So it's kind of one of those songs you kind of be bopping along to. I don't know lyrically if she's as strong on this album as she has been on other albums. Ooh. But I don't even know if
happiness
that's the
is
point
bad for the
it.
Poetry. You need to be miserable.
Yeah,
for
that's the thing. Yeah, I think Taylor is probably at her strongest when she's at her heartbreak. So, but you know, we'll take what we can. I think
always the way.
One of the things, yeah, with this album is it feels a bit more of a pop album for summer. So it's kind
yes,
of a bit of an odd time.
It's quite summery.
It.
There's like Katy Perry vibes in certain places. Yes. I love "Cancelled," which is in all caps
yes.
and an exclamation mark.
Yes.
And it's also a very good song just for the era that we live through. Here's have a listen of this. There's some very satisfying lyrics and rhymes in there, I have to say, on the beat of that.
Yeah, I think it's probably one of the strongest songs off the album. And even from just having a quick glance at the internet this morning, I think that's the song the fans are gravitating towards as well.
Ah, you might be thrown out of the cinema for criticising the lyrics.
I'll keep quiet this evening. I'll restrain myself.
You're not loving it, are you?
I think I'm still... still on the fence about it. I think there's maybe 3 or 4 really strong songs, and then the rest of it is a bit samey-same. But I'm kind of wondering if the issue is it was all written and produced by Taylor herself and Max Martin and Shellback. Max Martin, I think a lot of people will know from kind of the late 90s, the early 80s, with kind of Britney Spears, Hero, Baby One More Time, Backstreet Boys. And I think because the album is by 3 of them for all 12 songs, it's a bit repetitive. It's a little bit samey-same. I think she could have done with maybe having a bit more collaborators on the album.
I'm going to give people to let them decide themselves in the meantime. But Daniel Mahoney, thank you so much of Missy.ie. We're going to start with brand new music. Doomed Love, a girl caught in the rotten state of Denmark, because they'll all be Googling Hamlet, after the fate of Ophelia.